This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Durham-based singer-songwriter Kamara Thomas felt the call to be a musician at a young age. She remembers listening to country music at her grandmother's house as a kid. Kamara would soak up the sounds of artists like Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. Over the years, Kamara has channeled country, rock, folk, and more into her songwriting. Her latest EP is called Earth Hero, and she's currently working on a new album called Tularosa. Kamara performs tomorrow with her band. No, wait a minute. Am I right about that? Sunday at North Carolina Museum of History, right? The band is Night Drivers. Kamara's going to be at the North Carolina Museum of History on Sunday, part of the Pinecone Music of the Carolinas concert series. She joins me live in the studio. Kamara Thomas, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Brought drummer Steven Anderson with you. Hello, Steven.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Tell us more about growing up in Chicago, right?
Chicago. I think of Chicago as a great place to grow up, and North Carolina is a great place to live and raise my family.
Yeah.
Because it's really cold. There's a moment where you just, in Chicago, where, you know, the cold just took me down.
Yeah. No, I'm from Buffalo. You don't have to talk me into that. I get it.
Yeah.
But talk about those early influences, country music.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I'm an only child, but my mother is the oldest of eight. And so I would head to my grandmother's house, you know, and the minute you entered the house, it was just total mayhem. And so I tended to be kind of, you know, a quieter person. So I would just kind of hole up by the radio. And at my grandmother's house, like, whoever got up first put on the country music, like, turned on US 99 in Chicago, and then the last person to bed turned it off. So it was on all day long.
So getting up first didn't necessarily mean you got your choice of music. It's going to be country.
No, it's going to be country. It's US 99 or nothing. And nothing is not an option either. It is US 99.
So it's one thing to have to endure it if you had to endure it, but you loved it. And tell me, were you imagining yourself as a musician?
You know, I never thought I was going to be a musician until after college. I went to college to be an actress and didn't realize how much music I was playing. I almost flunked out of college my first year because I was in so many music ensembles. But it was just kind of, you know, it was like you're in the choir. When you're growing up, I grew up also Seventh-day Adventist. So if you're growing up in the church, you're always singing, you're always in the band, you're in whatever kind of musical thing there is. And for me, that was my only artistic outlet. So
if you're in that church, if you're a Southern Baptist, you're not growing up singing something.
Yeah, I don't know. I've learned not to complain about being a Seventh-day Adventist because there are lots of other worse, more restrictive environments.
Hey, will you play a song for us now?
Sure. This is a song called Stranded in San Antone that I'm working on recording for my next record.
We came out western in a wagon full of all that we owned and a vision full of silver and gold. We stopped for what I thought would be a moment in San Antonio. You said to stock our stores until El Paso. When was it you decided you were gonna leave me alone? As you whispered a land of milk and honey lies, my love, I'll wait for you, send for you once I reach the border of New Mexico. Oh, 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 why would a man deceive his woman, his wife? You promised me the rivers of Damascus when your love was all I was asking for. Instead, you left me stranded in San Antone. Stranded in San Antone. Heard tell your story from a traveling man recalling your boast from a dry well outside of Tularosa. How now you're hunted by the marshals and the widows and ghosts, but no mention of glory or gold. Ignoble husband, just another outlaw breaking the law. As I waited and worried and wept, if not the lawman, then the desert, the devil, the angelic host. Oh, your towns of China where they laid the railroad. Got me as far as the border of New Mexico. Caught myself up in a mad dash and a fever for gold. Right, Yellowstone.
Kamara Thomas. The song is Stranded in San Antone, joined by Steve Anderson on the drums. Kamara performs Sunday with her band Night Drivers at the North Carolina Museum of History, part of the Pinecone Music of the Carolinas Concert Series. That song from the forthcoming album, Tularosa, which you call a song spell. Tell us more about the project.
I've been, you know, I did a lot of theater early on, and as I started writing this song cycle, it's all based on some stories that I read. Actually, a travel log that a friend brought me from the Tularosa region of New Mexico. It has all of these interesting, crazy stories about the region, which is, they call it kind of the last stand of the Wild West out there. And so a lot of theatrical elements started to present themselves to me as I was writing the songs. And I've done this with another song cycle as well called Bulgaria that, you know, is on the back burner at the moment. But I think of a song spell as being kind of two compartments. One is the cycle of songs that I write. And then the second part is a more theatrical telling of, you know, some larger themes and a larger story where the songs all fit into that.
I mean, would you make that then a project to try to create, bring it to the stage or a video?
Yes, exactly. I directed my first video last year. It was really fun with Jim Haverkamp of Shadowbox Studios, where I did a bit of a conceptual preview of the theatrical work I'm thinking of. So the first step is making the album. I'm a songwriter first and a singer first, but hopefully after the album is done, I can start working on the theater work.
You do another song for us now?
Would love to.
Thank you.
This one's called O Gallows. Tender, so tender. Oh, gallows.
hair, young girl, so tender, so tender. What did possess you, brother? We made our fair escape.
Kamara Thomas performing the song Old Gallows, joined today by Steve Anderson on the drums. Kamara will perform Sunday with her band Night Drivers at the North Carolina Museum of History. I want to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you so much for being on the
show. Thank you for having me.
Sounded great. I want to remind everybody that I am talking with Kamara Thomas, joined by Steven Anderson. Kamara performs Sunday afternoon with the band Night Drivers at the North Carolina Museum of History, part of the Pinecone Music of the Carolinas series. Her latest EP is called Earth Hero, and she's working on a project called Tularosa. You can find out more about our program at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Kamara Thomas.
He said, son, I must I will take up the